So I had to take this off-the-shelf clunker instead. It is quite sturdy, though.
Robert looked round at the battle for the Garden of the Machines, now receding, and nodded. What next, I wonder?
You seem to be quite atypically relaxed about this situation, said the drone.
And what situation is that?
The gross differences in scale have not escaped me,
Rescuamantis said.
Logic would lead to the observation that we are not occupying a conventional reality.
What would you say if I were to tell you that we are passing through a metaquantal synthesis of a hyperspace tier and the fringes of the consciousness of the Godhead?
I would say, how do I test this claim?
Robert shrugged. Good question. I can only go by what I was told by the 10th machine. You should ask yourself what you remember before you appeared in my boat.
I recall taking part in the action against the Shintanil interceptors,
the drone said.
And as I was returning to my recharge niche, my sensors registered anomalous gravity and inertial readings. When they returned to normal, I was here in your craft. Is it your conjecture that the Garden of the Machines and the battle with the Vor and the Shintanil is nothing but a creation of your overworked imagination? If so, I would have to reassess the mental capacities of humans.
You shouldn't have to go that far, Robert said. I think that your battle and its surroundings and a previous one I saw depicting strife and fighting on the colony world Darien are discarded scenario models, abandoned as some motivating force worked its way through a variety of initial conditions. He smiled. Or they could be complex simulacra set in motion for some other, less fathomable reason.
If your wild supposition is true, the drone said, is it possible that the Godhead may become aware of our presence, if it isn't already, and move against us in some way?
For what it's worth, I think that we are passing through a subconscious area of the Godhead's mindscape, or maybe the periphery of its subconscious ponderings. Nothing here is connected. It all seems disjointed. The light faded suddenly like a swift dusk. To either side, riverbanks were again visible, uneven lines of tangled brown-green foliage, beyond which loomed dense, shadowy forests.
It appears that you spoke too soon, said Rescuamantis. This all seems quite consistent.
The boat was being carried steadily along by the current. But just for a moment, Robert thought that he felt a faint tremor pass through the gunwale where his hand lay. Then, movement on the riverbank to the right. Small figures dodging along the tree line, keeping pace with the boat.
I detect 4 humanoid life forms, the drone said. No clue as to their intention. There is also another large creature in the water. It has passed close by twice so far.